And we welcome you back into Fond du Lac today here, coming to you from the AirTech Heating Studios on a Thursday, the 18th day of March of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us here on KFIZ, and it's time for our monthly conversation with Fond du Lac County Executive Alan Beagle, kind enough to join us once a month to talk about county topics, and we will chat with him here on the phone lines this morning. Alan, good morning. How are you today?
Hi, Spencer. I'm doing great. As long as I stay out of the wind, I'm just doing fabulous today.
That's true. That's true. I can see the trees blowing in the breeze just outside our studios here, so it's windy, that's for sure, and being inside is definitely good on a day like today. But thanks for joining us, as always. Quite a few things to talk about this month. I wanted to start, though. We've been getting some feedback from our local leaders over the last week or so. We are past the one-year mark since the start of the pandemic, and I know in our year in review for the county late last year, we talked about what the year brought forth to the county, all things considered, it was actually a decent year. Obviously, a very challenging year, but from your perspective, let's just kind of reflect back on 1 year since the start of the pandemic. Just kind of take us through the last year or so, and we'll kind of reflect on what 2020 and into the first part of 2021 has been like from your perspective as county executive.
Well, of course, we know I got the call on March 11th last year from Kim Miller saying we had our first two positive cases. Unfortunately, both of those succumbed to the COVID virus. But, you know, we didn't know what to expect. And the first thing, you know, let's hunker down. We had stay-at-home orders. All of that didn't prove to be as successful as everyone had hoped. As soon as you begin to allow people out and circulating, the virus count would go up. So, you know, what we had to do is make decisions on how we're going to help people survive this. You know, how do we help them keep themselves safe, protect themselves and their family, at the same time go on with life to the extent you can. And so there was a lot of emphasis on that through the years. We really tried to get more and more people tested, you know, especially if they had any symptoms. Of course, the federal government came along to provide federal funding so people could actually take up to 10 days off if they had symptoms or they were exposed to someone that had symptoms. And so there's a lot of people that stayed home. So the workplace was really affected from the standpoint of the numbers. Also, you know, more and more people work from home. And still people work from home, but the majority of our workers in the county just, you know, they deal with the public, they can't work from home. So we had to figure out how to do it differently. And, you know, we installed plexiglass, you know, hand sanitizer. We scrubbed, we got people scrubbing the building every day as well, you know, just to make it safe. So, you know, that we had to respond to all of that. And fortunately, the vaccine came along, and that has changed everything for now. Mm-hmm. You know, we're hoping that it's permanent. But our numbers are now back to where they were about the 1st of June. So, you know, our last numbers that came in was 6 for the day, and that was Tuesday. And that's a very low number compared to, you know, some of the days were way over 100. And, you know, our average is way up there every week. But since the first of the year, things have been declining, and, you know, it's directly attributable to vaccinations. The other thing is there are almost 12,000 people who have been infected by COVID in this county, and I believe from an experience, and I know it doesn't mean you can never, get it again or expose anyone else, but I believe that most of those can no longer transmit the disease or be a host for that disease. So, you know, that is helping also. So between that and the vaccine, which we're, you know, getting every dose out that we can get in between SSM, Walgreens, our county public health, you know, it's a ongoing effort to get all of that taken care of as quickly as we can. So, and it seems to be working. It's working on the short run. Well, you know, will it continue? They always talk about the variants, but we'll have to see.
I think it was one of our news stories. Someone made the comment the other day that you look back to a year ago and you say boy, six cases, that's a lot. And now a year later, boy, six cases, that's actually pretty good. And what a long, strange trip it's been, between now and then. And you don't want to make, obviously, light of the situation with people that have died. But, it's interesting to see how the attitudes surrounding those case numbers has changed in, 365 plus days.
Yes. And, yes, we have 98 people that succumbed to that disease as well. So that's very unfortunate. Plus, there's some people, there are long haulers out there who just aren't getting over it.
Right.
So that's impacting them as well.
Let's talk about a few other things that I saw on the county board agenda here this week. One thing we actually spoke briefly with Bobby Hicken about earlier this week, but City of Ripon, they are going to be transferring their dispatch responsibilities from their own site to Fond du Lac County now, correct?
Yes, and it's approximate probably end of June, and it's all depending on how fast we're able to convert our software to the new package. But then Ripon is at a point they're ready to close their facility and transfer that function to Fond du Lac County. So there's been conversation about sometime in June, perhaps. And then we will hire any of the dispatchers. Right now, I think we got a commitment from three of them, and I think there were one of them is staying in Ripon. So I believe that's just about anybody that applied at this point, we've made a hiring commitment to. So, we're going to have three new dispatchers here as well. And all in all, this decision was made because it was purely based on economics, because the service in Ripon was great. The Ripon dispatchers were doing a great job. Problem is, they didn't have a technological capability that we have here in Fond du Lac, and a lot of their equipment was getting old and needed to be replaced. And so the investment would have been very difficult for them to upgrade to where they felt they needed to be. And so that's when discussion began about actually bringing those activities to Fond du Lac. And so next year in 2022, their taxpayers will be taxed $200,000 less because they're not operating their own center. That cost all goes to the county. So it's a savings for the property taxpayers in Ripon as well.
Yeah, certainly when you talk about technology upgrades, and that's one of the things we had talked about in our year in review with the software upgrades for the county. When the county's handling it, that's one thing. But when it's one municipality, as you talked about, that's a pretty big cost to incur, right?
Right. And so Bobby Hicken will do the best she can to give them the best service she can. But they're going to have a lot of advantages they didn't have before, and all based on technology. So, we're looking forward to once we turn on that system to have the people of the Ripon area. For most of them, it'll be, they won't even notice it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some are actually going to notice the difference. And, again, they did a great job. They just didn't have the tools, or the tools they had were no longer functioning the way they needed to for them to continue without making a big investment. And so they chose not to, because it's hard to pay the bills when you do that. And so if that was really the primary reason, I believe they made the decision. And of course, we always welcome them into the group. We have Fond du Lac, North Fond du Lac, Waupun. They've been with us since 2005, but Ripon chose to stay on their own, and that's great. That was a good decision for them, but now times have changed.
Talking with Fond du Lac County Executive Alan Beagle here on a Thursday, and reviewing some things from the county board agenda, also looking back on 1 year since the start of COVID. And Alan, another thing that has made news over the last week or so is a purchase of a property on South Military Road. Sounds like the Fond du Lac County Land and Water Conservation Department going to be relocated to this new property. Is that correct?
Right. The landlord there, or the people who hold the lease, is the USDA, federal government, and they have an office in there, and it's shared with us. We pay them rent or lease cost, but they now need to remodel that, or have their landlord remodel it. And when they get done remodeling the way they need to do it, there's going to be less space for the county, who's already cramped. So basically, we just couldn't stay there and function the way we needed to. And the landlord was not willing to add, or maybe it was the USDA that would add on. So, you know, we had to look for an alternate area. And we looked around the city, and because of COVID, of course, everything stalled out. But, you know, we started more than a year ago. But then when we got to the point where, okay, they are now going to start remodeling as soon as they can, then, you know, we had to start looking. And we settled on this property, and initially we were going to lease it. But as we look at the lease cost, because the price we paid includes completely remodeling our section, which is roughly 55% of the building, and we have a tenant there that's paying $5,200 a month. You know, they'll continue in there, so there's some revenue in it. And when we did the financial analysis of all of this, it just made sense to purchase it and pay for it that way, as opposed to ongoing lease costs. Because once you get past year 10, when the state trust fund loan expires or is paid up, then, you know, we will have a difference of about $700,000 that we will save over the 15-year period as a result of purchase rather than lease. So it just made good economic sense. And it's not the best location for a retail store, but for, you know, for a service operation, people will find it, and it'll do just fine because it's right by Fleet Farm. Mm-hmm. It's close to the highway. It's close to the USDA office that'll remain there. So just was a, in my opinion, the right thing to do.
Right there by the roundabout on Military, correct?
That's right.
Very good.
And, of course, that makes it all look intimidating, but you can come from the north and you turn right in.
So. Sure. Sure, yeah. Roundabouts, you know, I've lived with them most of my life. I think people here are used to them, but still some people are uneasy about them. We know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Alan, last thing I saw, just looking at the agenda again, here as we're talking, I saw a resolution reorganizing at least a part of the Fond du Lac County Health Department. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Kim's been looking at that. This is nothing new, and it really what she's trying to do is, you know, make these changes as people leave. And we had a couple of people leave, one this fall and one since the first of the year. And that gave her the opportunity to realign her department. And all in all, it's not going to cost any more money. Should save a little bit, but, you know, inflation and all that can eat that up. But, you know, she's been looking at this because that way they can deliver services the way, you know, she feels it's best to do it. And so, you know, that's why that she wants to reorganize. And, you know, right now, Kim Miller has high regard from the county board and from myself and a lot of people in this county for the response to COVID. So it was hard to say no to her. So we didn't. We reorganized. We voted to reorganize the department that she's recommended.
Very good. Alan, thanks so much for your time. As always, we will talk again soon. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you, Spencer.
Fond du Lac County Executive Alan Beagle joining us here on KFIZ. It is